Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've got a really interesting collision to look at today. It's one of those pairings that doesn't seem to make any sense until you actually look at the plumbing of how businesses run. We're looking at two tools that, well, they effectively live in different universes.
It really is an odd couple situation today. I mean, usually when we talk about software, we're either talking about the unglamorous back office stuff, you know, keeping records, ticking boxes, staying out of jail.
Right.
Or we're talking about the flashy, creative, side-making videos, podcasts, that kind of content. Rarely do we see them meet.
Exactly. So in one corner, we have MYCIT. This is a heavy-duty, locally developed platform from South Africa. It calls itself an Academy Management Office, or EMO. Think of it as the ultimate organizer for training providers who are just, you know, drowning in paperwork.
Right. It's the rigid backbone. It's the structure. It's the thing that ensures you are actually running a legitimate school.
And in the other corner, we have something called Auto Content API. This is a content transformation engine. It uses AI to take raw, boring text and spin it up into podcasts, videos, quizzes, and slide decks automatically. It's the creative chaos engine.
And the mission for this deep dive is to see what happens when you plug that creative engine into that administrative structure. Because when I was going through the documentation for both, I realized that we're looking at a solution to the single biggest headache for training providers.
Which is?
Scale. How do you scale teaching without scaling your costs? We are effectively moving from just managing records to broadcasting knowledge on autopilot.
So let's unpack this. We need to start with the foundation. We need to understand the terrain here.
Right.
What exactly is MYCITO? I was reading through their site, and it feels like a lifesaver, but for a very specific, very stressed out type of person.
Oh, absolutely. The source material paints a very vivid picture of the pain point here. They talk about login fatigue and the absolute nightmare of managing learner records across endless spreadsheets. If you've ever run a training academy or even just an HR training department, you know this panic.
It's the compliance panic.
Precisely. Especially in the South African context, which is where MYCITO is grounded. You have these regulatory bodies, SETA, the QCTO, the DHET. You can't just run a class on how to bake bread and hand out a certificate you printed at home.
No, you have to prove you ran it, who attended, their ID numbers, their assessment results, and it all has to map back to a specific unit standard.
And if you mess up that paperwork or if your spreadsheet gets corrupted, you lose your accreditation, you're out of business. That's the stakes.
So MYCITO positions itself as this centralized SaaS offering. It handles everything. Schedule registers, moderation reports, government uploads. It's designed for accredited providers, private TVET colleges, even enterprise supplier development.
It's about control. The phrase that jumped out at me from their documentation was peace of mind. It's selling the ability to not wake up at 3 a.m. wondering if you track the attendance register correctly. It builds the digital campus.
Okay, so we have the campus. We have the walls, the filing cabinets, the administration. But, and here's the pivot, here is where the collision happens. MYCITO builds the classroom walls. It ensures the building is up to code. But who is writing the textbooks? Who is standing at the podium giving the lecture?
Right. The platform manages the files, but it doesn't create the files. It's an empty library waiting for books.
And that brings us to the second source, Auto Content API. And this is where things get really interesting because they describe an economy of content saturation.
This was a fascinating read. The report from Auto Content basically argues that platforms like YouTube, Spotify, and TikTok have given us infinite shelf space. You can publish as much as you want, but businesses, including these training academies, are bottlenecked.
Bottlenecked by what?
By what they call linear labor-intensive processes. I mean, think about it. If you run a small plumbing college in Johannesburg using MYCITO, you have the expertise. You know how plumbing works. But to turn that knowledge into a video series or a podcast.
You need a scriptwriter. You need a camera crew, an editor, a sound engineer.
And most importantly, you need money.
I was looking at the cost breakdown in the Auto Content report. And honestly, I was a bit skeptical at first, but the numbers check out. They estimate that outsourcing a single podcast episode, just one, can cost anywhere from $100 to $15,000, depending on how pro you go.
And a short video?
$50 to $300.
Now, do the math for a MyMYCTO user. MyCTOGO is pitched as an affordable tool. It starts at around 2,700 Rand a month. That's roughly, what, 140 euros or 150 US dollars. If that is your budget for your entire management system, you cannot afford to drop $500 on a single video lesson.
It's mathematically impossible. You'd blow your annual budget on one module.
So what happens?
Well, usually nothing. The content stays as text. It stays as a PDF, maybe a PowerPoint with some clip art if the students are lucky.
Exactly. Dense, dry, compliance-heavy text, which nobody reads unless they are forced to. And that is where AutoContent API comes in. Their philosophy is decoupling ideation from production.
Explain that. That sounds a little like marketing speak to me.
Yeah.
Decoupling ideation.
Well, it means they treat content creation not as a creative art project, but as a data transformation task. You have the data, the MYCITO manuals, the unit standards, the safety regulations. You just lack the capacity to transform it into media. The API does the transformation.
Okay, so let's play matchmaker here. I want to see how this actually looks in practice. Let's talk about the curriculum itself.
Yeah.
MYCITO handles learner record management for things like AskQA unit standards. These are often very formal, incredibly boring documents.
Right. Imagine a student needing to learn about Occupational Health and Safety Regulations Act 85 of 1993. In the current model, they log into MYCITO, download a 50-page PDF, and try to stay awake reading it.
Guaranteed snooze fest. I'm falling asleep just thinking about it.
But AutoContent API markets itself as a notebook LM API alternative. It can take that PDF or URL or just a block of raw text and generate what they call audio overviews.
I've seen this popping up recently. But hold on, is this just a robot reading the text? Because if it's that robotic GPS navigation voice from 2010, students are going to tune out immediately. It feels cheap.
It's a fair question, but no. The API generates a two-person dialogue script. Ironically, very similar to what we're doing right now, it creates a host and an expert who discuss the material.
So instead of reading the market trends report or the safety manual, the learner gets a bingeable podcast series.
Exactly. The source highlights educational purposes, specifically turning meeting notes into audio briefs or academic papers into audio lectures. For a MyCTO client, this means their curriculum suddenly becomes multimodal.
That is a huge value add for a training provider. You're telling your students, hey, you can study for your certification while you're in the taxi or driving to work. You're dominating the ear.
And it increases retention. But let's go back to your skepticism about the voice quality, because the source material is very aggressive on this point. It mentions voice cloning and multi-speaker dynamics.
Voice cloning. Okay, that sounds cool, but also a little spooky. How does that help a school?
The report calls this the CEO paradox. Consumers, or in this case, students, want to hear from the leader. They want the principal to welcome them. But the principal has no time to record 50 course intros.
So with voice cloning, the principal could narrate the introduction to every single course without ever stepping into a recording booth.
Correct. You upload a 30-second sample of their voice, and the API does the rest. It scales the personal touch. It allows the head of the academy to be everywhere at once.
That is efficient. A little uncanny valley, maybe, but efficient. But let's move to video, because MyYCITO emphasizes being user-friendly. But let's be real. Any software requires training. You have to teach the teachers how to use the portal.
Absolutely. MYCITO has features for facilitators, assessors, moderators. They all need to know where to click. Usually that means writing a help documentation page, a wiki.
Which again, nobody reads. People don't read manuals, they watch YouTube tutorials.
Precisely. And AutoContent API has a specific endpoint for this, explainer videos and video shorts.
How does that work, technically? Do you need to set up a camera? Do you need lighting?
No, and that's the faceless channel approach. You send the text payload, say the steps for how to upload learner results in MyCITO, to the API. It auto-generates a 60-second vertical video.
Wait, if there's no camera, what are we seeing on the screen?
It uses AI avatars. You can choose a professional woman or a casual speaker. The API lip-syncs the avatar to the script and adds subtitles automatically.
So a training provider could literally have an AI avatar acting as their 24/7 support agent, walking users through the software.
Exactly. And the source data says that adding these explainer videos leads to fewer support tickets. If you're MyYCITO or a provider using MyYCITO, that's huge. You're reducing the burden on your support team.
But I have to push back on the cost here. Animation is usually expensive. Even if you don't use a camera, rendering avatars costs money.
This is the arbitrage opportunity. Producing these videos via the API costs roughly 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to approximately 4 euros.
4 euros, that's what? The price of a cappuccino?
Maybe a fancy cappuccino. Compare that to the hundreds of dollars it costs to make a manual video. It's a 92% cost reduction.
That changes the economics completely. At 4 euros, you can afford to make a video for every single frequently asked question. You can make a video for how to reset your password.
You can make a video for where is the bathroom if you want. It removes the friction of production costs. You don't have to decide, is this topic worth a video? The answer is always yes.
That is wild. Okay, I want to touch on something else that feels very relevant to the South African context of MYCITO, language.
Yes, this is critical. South Africa is a multilingual nation, 11 official languages, now 12 with sign language. MYCITO's pricing is in Rand. They deal with local regulations. But the learners might speak Zulu, Xhosa, Afrikaans, English, Sesotho.
And usually translating course material is a nightmare. Yeah. You have to hire translators, then re-record the audio, then re-edit the video. It's easier to just force everyone to learn in English.
Which is bad for learning outcomes. But the Auto Content API supports over 50 languages. And it's not just text translation. It's what they call instant globalization. You could write a course in English, feed it to the API, and it can transcribe, translate, and resynthesize it into audio or video in another language.
So a small private college in Johannesburg could suddenly offer their plumbing certification course in French for students in West Africa,
mm-hmm.
or in Zulu for rural learners in KZN.
Precisely. It multiplies the total addressable market without hiring a single new staff member. You are skating your reach, not your overhead. You're breaking down the language barrier for the cost of an API call.
That is. That's democratizing access in a very real way. It allows a local tool like MYCITO to facilitate global or at least regional expansion.
It really does.
Let's pivot to the business side.
Yeah.
Because MYCITO isn't just about managing current students. It's about getting new ones.
Mm.
Marketing.
True. And I noticed a specific feature in the MYCITO source. It comes with 10,000 emails per month.
Yeah, for bulk communication, which usually means spamming people with generic updates.
Well, here is the classic problem. You have the mechanism, the email cannon, but you have no ammunition. What do you send to 10,000 people that isn't just, please sign up?
Happy holidays. Check out our new logo.
Yeah.
It gets stale fast.
This is where the deep research and newsjacking features of Auto Content come in.
Newsjacking. That sounds aggressive. Is that like pirating?
No, it's a marketing term. It basically means injecting your brand into a breaking news story while it's still hot. The Auto Content API can connect to data feeds like X or Reddit to monitor trends.
Okay, so let's paint a picture. Let's say there's a new regulation released by the DHET, the Department of Higher Education. That's a big deal for MYCITO users.
Huge deal. The Auto Content API could detect that DHET regulation is trending. It then uses its deep research endpoint, which utilizes agents via Gemini or OpenAI, to read the new regulation, analyze it, and generate a summary.
So it does the reading for you?
And then it automatically creates a market alert video or a podcast episode explaining what the new regulation means. You take that content, put it into a MYCITO email, and blast it to your 10,000 contacts.
And you do this while the news is still fresh, not 2 weeks later when your marketing team finally gets around to it.
Exactly. You become a thought leader on autopilot. You're not just the school that sends invoices. You're the school that keeps the industry informed. And you did it without a marketing team.
That is a powerful combination. You have the delivery system, MYCITO, and the content generator Auto Content working in tandem.
It creates a feedback loop of engagement. MYCITO holds the audience. Auto Content feeds them.
But we have to talk about the money. We touched on it with the video cost, but let's look at the overall stack. Because for a lot of these training providers, margins are razor thin. MYCITO is pitched as cost-effective R540 per month per operational user. That's accessible.
It is. It's priced for the local market. And Auto Content is a credit model. For example, the amateur plan is around 24 euros a month for 1,000 credits.
So we're talking about adding maybe another 500 to 600 rand to your monthly stack.
Roughly, yes. Which is negligible when you consider the output. I want to double down on the concept of the long tail ROI here.
Please do.
Yeah.
What do you mean by long tail in this context?
In traditional media, you only produce content for the hits. You make a video about your biggest, most popular course because you need thousands of views to justify the $300 production cost.
Right. You don't make a video about advanced widget sorting.
Mm-hmm.
Because only 3 people a year take that class.
Mm-hmm.
That's not worth the money to produce it.
But if the production cost drops by 99%, if it costs 4 euros or less, you can make that video. You can create content for niche topics that were previously not worth the effort.
So you can cover every single unit standard, every single compliance update, every single specific question a student might have.
And that builds a library of assets that holds value forever. Both systems, MYCITO and auto content, allow for this scalability without infrastructure. MYCITO removes the need for servers and backup processes. Auto content removes the need for studios and cameras.
It's the serverless revolution applied to both administration and creativity. You don't own the server and you don't own the studio. You just use them via API.
It really is. It's asset light education.
So pulling this all together, we started by saying these were two different worlds, administration versus creativity. But they actually fit together like puzzle pieces.
They do. If you think about it, MYCITO provides the digital campus. It handles the management, the certification, the structure, the walls of the university.
And AutoContent API provides the digital professor. Mm-hmm. It provides the lectures, the explainers, the marketing updates.
One is the container. The other is the liquid that fills it. And for a training provider in South Africa or anywhere, really using them together allows you to compete with massive institutions. You can have the same administrative rigor and the same content quality as a university with a $1 billion endowment.
That is an empowering thought.
Yeah.
It really levels the playing field for the little guy.
It does. But.
Oh, here comes the but. I knew you had one.
Well, it raises a provocative question for the listener, and this is the part that might make some people uncomfortable. If we can automate the creation of high-quality lectures, quizzes, and explainers for pennies, if the content is now a commodity, what is the real value of a training academy?
That is a good question. If I can get an AI to generate a perfect podcast about marketing 101 or plumbing basics, why do I need the college?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I need to pay tuition?
Exactly. Is the value in the knowledge itself? Or is the value in the verification of that knowledge, the accreditation, the community, the fact that MYCITO records that you specifically completed this task and achieved this standard?
So the value might shift from access to knowledge to proof of skill.
That's what I suspect. In a world of infinite content, the gatekeepers of certification, like the ones using MYCITO, might actually become more important, not less, because they're the ones who say, yes, you listen to the podcast, but can you actually do the job? And can you prove it?
That is a lot to chew on, from login fatigue to the future of education accreditation.
It's quite a journey, and it's happening right now.
As always, thank you for guiding us through it. And to everyone listening, check out the links in the show notes if you want to dive deeper into MYCITO or auto content. We'll see you on the next deep dive.